Hello.
Hi, is this Rena?
It is.
Hey, Rena, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
How are you? Good, how are you?
Good, good. So I got your email. I'm not sure if you received mine back.
I have not. Well, okay, I got yours back about you said we could get a confirmation number on the wire.
So I actually got the wrong information from the right person, so I'm glad you let me know. They ACH national funding. They didn't wire them. So a wire comes with a confirmation code, and ACH doesn't come with that kind of code. The basic response that I got from my funding department is this. It can take a few days for them to see the money. Sometimes you'll see it the same day. Sometimes you'll see it in a few days. We've never had an issue with – I mean, National is a huge company, by the way. We're in San Diego. They're in San Diego. I've never heard anything bad about them. So here's
so
what I would
not
do.
Cheesy.
No, they're a massive company. Absolutely not. Here's what I would do. I would give this until Wednesday. I would give them a call on Wednesday. I'm assuming they'll see the ACH before then. If you don't see, if I'd call them a call on Wednesday and make sure they receive the funds. If they didn't get it, give me a call and we'll sort it out. But I would say just give it a day or two, and I think it will all resolve itself, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, all right. And then I will, and then they're good, I guess, about kicking back refunds and all of that.
We paid off, I mean, hundreds of companies. I've never had a company that's not refunded someone money. I've never had that. I can actually, let's just take a look at their payoff real quick. Hold on a quick second. Give me a second.
Now that Kyle and telling that they ACH'd it.
Give me a second. I don't see anything on their payoff where it says it's pay. I don't see where it's my brain is frozen. I really don't handle it. Not to skirt it. I just don't handle payoffs, ACHs, or wires. I don't see where it's don't see another form where it says any extra payments won't be credited, but I would find it, just based on my experience, that when we've been paid, like, rare cases, Bank of Cardiff has paid off, if someone owes us $80,000 and we receive $82,000, I wouldn't say that we would just take their $2,000. It doesn't really work that way. I've never seen that. So I don't, like I said, I don't work for National, but yeah, they're a pretty big company. They're actually very, very big.
Guys were so cheesy that I worked with that.
What was the company out of curiosity that you worked with?
iBank.
iBank?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get in touch with them initially?
They sent me a letter, actually, to Gary and Rena Mayfield, and it just kind of came, you know, and I just thought, well, maybe that would build us some credit and blah, 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 and I didn't think it was a big deal. And so it was Eric Roberts and Robert Bruce. They acted very professional until things, you know, till they couldn't do what they said they were going to do, and then they just got cheesy.
I've never heard of that company. It's actually a huge, without even knowing these people, just to give you a little feedback of where our industry is and how I know we were rushed on Friday and Thursday, but why referrals are so important. I can give you kind of the standard of what's going on in my industry to give you a little insight. So you're a customer. You can be a customer from all walks of life. You could have good credit. You could have bad credit. You could have a growing business. You could have a business that you're trying to struggling to keep the doors open. These things don't, you know, it's not a, there's all shades of gray. But one of the problems with our industry is that customers are now basically, I mean, I can just tell you something that I actually compete against on a daily basis. And I don't know if this makes sense for you. A customer comes to me and they say, hey, Ruben, hey, Bank of Cardiff, how long are your loans? And we tell them the truth. We say, well, I mean, we have a few products that go up to 3 years, but typically working capital loans are going to be between 6 to 18, maybe 24 months. Industry average is about 12 months. And they call us and they say, well, these other guys have told us that we'll do a 5-year loan and it'll be really low payments. And we tell these customers, we say, hey, look, you know, those are very rare, few and far between. And right now, unless everything's perfect, you're not going to, it's basically a product that maybe 1% of our clients get that, okay?
Sure.
And so the customer goes and they go, well, no. We're not going to, you know, we're just going to go there because that's what we need. Well, what do you think happens? Well, 2 weeks later, the person they're working with will generally string them along. And and at the end of the day, right before the customer really needs the money, they'll come to them and they'll say, hey, look, you're qualified, but for X, Y, and Z reason, you can only get a 9-month term. Now, the truth of the matter is that everyone knew this customer was going to get a 9-month term. There was no question of this customer getting a 9-month term. Just like you know how much it costs to build a pool, correct?
Sure.
But it's equivalent of someone in your business telling someone like, hey, look, how much does this pool cost? And you say, well, you can get a, I guess the question is, for an average suburban pool, how much does someone pay? What's
about
the cost?
$40,000 to $50,000.
$40,000 to $50,000. Okay. And I'm sure there's companies that tell people it costs $20,000, correct?
Yeah.
And so imagine someone promised their kids a pool for the summer. And so they'll string that customer along for $20,000, and then they'll come back right before the customer is already kind of in the thick of it, and they'll say, hey, you can't get it for 20, but here's the cost for 50. Your competitor knew that it cost $50,000. They knew this long a time ago. They knew from day one, but the kind of tact that many of the companies in our industry are taking is they're playing a sales game with customers, which in my opinion is very short-minded, but that's kind of what's going on in our industry right now. It's a very, very...
I could see that, and I knew once he said, well, he said the reason why I didn't get my 5-year or 3 to 5-year term loan was because I owed taxes. That's why I was freaking out with you. Yes, I owe taxes. I owe taxes all the time. There's not a month goes by that I don't owe my taxes.
I don't think when you talk about an unsecured loan, and this is just, look, I'm not here to like defame anyone. Like I said, I don't know these companies at all, but the customers of ours that get 3-year loans, and I don't hide it, yeah, we do a lot of 3-year loans because we do a lot of volume. But to get a 3-year loan, I mean, everything has to be perfect. Everything has to be perfect, and still it doesn't work half the time. So my kind of approach on a personal note has told people, hey, look, we can shoot for the stars, but realistically, here's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
And, you know, I personally just never seen a deal where I never had a customer that's come to us, gotten a 12-month from us, and then someone else has given them 3 years. I just don't see that. But yeah, there's I think in my opinion, our industry has become way too salesy.
And then that guy, he couldn't talk to me for 2 weeks because he was in Hawaii. I don't care that he was in Hawaii. I don't care that he couldn't talk to me. Everything just got, you know, and I just think if I would have done, now that I kind of know what I needed to do, you know, you want return business. You don't want to end every relationship or you're not going to be in business for very long. So,
the average company in our industry, and this is, like I said, nothing to do with your who we're working with, because your story is a very common story. The average company in our industry has been doing this for probably about 2 to 3 years. And
really?
So, yeah, I'd say that. If not, there's a lot... What?
Crazy. I mean, you would think that they would want a longer time in business.
No, you mean for the borrower or for the lender?
For the lender.
No,
is that
what
you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about the average company that's originating these loans.
Oh, okay. They've been in business for 2 to 3 years.
At most. And some of these customers, actually the time in business, so one thing you brought up was the time in business. Like, yeah, the longer is the better, but we have programs where customers have been in business as little as 6 months. There's all, like I said, all different shades of gray. But I think, you know, it's pretty funny. You guys are business owners. I'm sure you hang out with other business owners. And when you probably have a chance to talk to your contemporaries, the probably common thing you'll hear is, I get a call for this 10 times a day. I'm overwhelmed. And people all they don't tell me, you know, what's really going on. So I did get the response on the ACH. I'm going to go double check to make sure that's accurate.
Okay.
And I'll shoot you an email. I just got a note on it, but I want to make sure it's 100% accurate. And then I'll be right back in touch. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ruben.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.